Yeah,
I'm on here. I'm here. Or I was. I still am.
Hey, Miriam, if you're on here and you can hear me, can you send that link to Kiki again? I forwarded her mine, but she's having a hard time getting it on. I don't know if it's the link. Oh,
she's on now.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I don't see Bobby.
Okay. Kiki's here. Technical difficulties. I apologize for the delay.
Okay. So it's 3:33. We are recording now. I don't see Bobby yet, but hopefully we'll get on there. Let me call to order the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee meeting of February 15th, 2022 at 3:30 p.m. Let me do a roll call first. Representing the first district, Bobby Hernandez, who's an appointed as a Democrat to the committee. Representing the second district as an appointed Democrat, Shalon Kiki Curls.
Here.
Appointing the third district as a Republican, Paul Jungman.
Here.
Representing the fourth district, a Republican appointment, Ralph Munyon.
Here.
Representing the fifth district, a Republican appointment, Ruth Perch.
Here.
And representing the sixth district, a Democrat appointment, Phil Lavota, and I am here. See if Bobby signs on. We do have a quorum. We will move forward with business. First business is the approval of the minutes. I might have sent them to you twice, but hopefully y'all have it. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes as received.
So moved.
And second. Can I have a second? Okay, moved second by Ralph. By Kiki. Seconded by Kiki. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. We'll move into new business. And let me give you guys just kind of the lay of the land from my perspective, and you guys can tell me what you think. Update the committee. The two co-chairs, me and Ralph, met at the nice Hy-Vee restaurant in Raytown, Missouri for a cup of coffee on Saturday. And we talked policy issues, maps, and everything. Had a really good frank, honest, passionate meeting about what we need to do, and really talked about different boundaries, and it was very productive. We got some issues that he had that I addressed in a map. I had some issues that I had addressed in a map, and we had a map going back and forth. A lot of the changes were to, in between our maps, were to the city districts. Senator Curls and Bobby Hernandez, who represent that part, had some meetings with some constituencies and some members of the community, some neighborhood leaders, and talked to them about those districts, and took together another map and sent that out that I've shared with Ralph. Before I go further, I want to make sure everyone got my email that I sent you of other districts. I thought it was interesting when we're looking at our maps, it sure would be nice to have these nice square borders of all our boundaries, and they just don't exist that way. And I wanted to share with you the Kansas City, Missouri School District, the Kansas City Council District, and some other ones to show that we just can't make as nice square, yeah, like that. So those are Ruth, I see you're looking at them now. Those are just some of the other districting, how they came up with their borders, and for the reasons of major roads, neighborhoods, communities, they just don't follow a great square border that we need, that we would like to have. And that's just how redistricting works. And I know that some of you are new to the redistricting, some of you aren't, and you kind of know how that works. So I want to make sure I share that with you. So since that time, we shared that with Ralph, and I know Ralph's sharing with Ruth and Paul. Kiki's sharing it with Bobby, and we're still talking to people. Ralph had to do this thing today called working, so we didn't get to talk as much as we got one or two today. But we have talked before this meeting, and he has some changes to that map that he's working on that basically are reflective of changes in the first and the second, and the fourth. And so with those changes, my constituents in the sixth district, I'm going to defer to the people in the city to tell me what how it looks. I've looked at the neighborhoods. I'm familiar with that. But I'm going to defer to what Senator Kroll's, when she's talking to her, the people in the district and even the church members that speak about where their polling places, it's grade school, and they want to make sure they're voting across the street. I'm going to defer to that. So the process that we are now is after that, Ralph has shared that map back with me. I'd like to get it to Senator Curls and to Bobby and have them reach out. That's where we are now. Okay.
Happy to do that.
Okay. The second issue, and so that progress wise, we committed to a vote today on our time frame. I don't know that we're ready to do that. I think I have a map we've worked on. I think Ralph does. I think it's not productive for us to take a vote now. I think we could still do better between our committee members in trying to get a consensus than trying to vote on. I don't think it would be productive. So I think we should. I'm not going to propose a vote. Any member is welcome to do that. Call for a vote in new business they want to when I stop stammering and hollering. But my second issue is that our time frame. So the charter says that we shall present a report within 60 days after its appointment, and we're getting close. And I would like to get some direction from the county counselor's office on what happens if we run out of 60 days. I'm confident that if we got done in 63, 64 days, we're going to be fine. But if we're going past that, I don't know if this now goes to the Jackson County Circuit Court to make these districts. I don't know if it goes and the county executive has to reappoint a new committee and start a new 60-day thing. I don't know the answer to that, and that's concerning to me, folks. So that's we'll get that advice from the county counselor, hopefully very quickly. Other than that, I had some things I wanted to talk about with a map that I shared with all of you that was called two maps. One's called Map in District, February 15th, 22, and then Map at Large, February 15th, 22. And that was the most recent map. And I shared that with you just in case we wanted to talk about it today. I think with Ralph getting some changes to that map, I'd like to defer to my co-chair and give us the opportunity to look at those maps and respond to that. But people, we don't have a lot of time. We had talked about February 22nd, but I don't want to go back and count the days and see maybe we're over that day. So I'd like to wrap it up this week if we can. I know that Senator Curls, I apologize to go back. I know that you've met with a lot of people, and I know you have some constituents here. And I know that they want to have their opinions addressed, and this might have to have you go back to them, but hopefully we can get this done quicker rather than sooner. So
okay.
I also did schedule another meeting for us tomorrow, just so we would meet the 24-hour notice of our meeting. So Miriam has sent that out. We have the, and I don't even remember what time it is tomorrow. Maybe it's, well, we'll find that out. And I'll take a motion to do that too, since we already noticed. But we can meet tomorrow and do some other work offline today. So that is just not really new business, just kind of me telling you the lay of the land of where I am. And Ralph, I turn it over to you and tell me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, Senator Curls, I just sent you the map that I sent to Phil.
Okay.
Before this map, we had two maps going back and forth, my map and his map. And I just took his map and revised it, or the most recent one from him revised it. So at least we're on the same map now. And so maybe we should have a conversation about that map once you get a chance to look at it. And okay. I'm certainly available this afternoon if that works for you.
Okay. Are you available this evening as well?
After about 7. I'll shoot you a
text. Okay, we'll work it out.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So that's really, I agree with Phil, I should say. I mean, the timing is, the timeline is very important. And once we find out what that is, that'll give us some give us some tracks to run on, help us make the decision by the right time, because we don't want to go over. So that's really all I have, Phil. I have shared that map too with really everybody but Bobby shared it with Ruth and with Paul. So, and I have talked with Paul and I look forward to Ruth's comments also. So that's all I have, Phil. I'll turn it back to you. Unless anybody has any questions for me.
Well, since we're pushing a deadline and we're trying to get everything done before the deadline, could we just like have a vote maybe on Thursday, given a little bit more time to look at the maps, and then maybe meet tomorrow just to make sure, and just like a short 10-minute thing or something where we just meet and get together and say let's go for the vote on Thursday. Can we?
Oh, I think you're right. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of each other in the next couple of days, and I think we'll meet tomorrow. Maybe even plan on Thursday. We'll check in. Can someone tell me what time we have that for tomorrow? I sent it to you guys.
Yeah, pretty sure it's 2 o'clock.
Right. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Let's do that, Paul. I'm gonna take that as a motion from you, Paul, that we meet tomorrow at 2 o'clock by Zoom. 2 o'clock on February the 16th at Zoom. That's a motion made by Paul Jungman. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 The ayes have. We will be meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Then tomorrow we can also then worry about and schedule a time for Thursday. Again, we have to give 24-hour notice of our meetings per open meetings law. So when we're looking at these maps, just so everyone on the committee knows and where we kind of are, and tell me, Ralph, if I speak out of turn, we've got a pretty good consensus of out east. It's the first, second, and fourth that we're kind of fine-tuning. I, like Ralph, was trying to get these districts where they were kind of all squared looking when I first started this process. And then I realized and started looking at, boy, redistricting just doesn't follow that way. And, you know, you cut off an entire neighborhood, a homeowner association is cut in half by making it that way. So we have that, we have things that aren't square. And I understand that now by getting deeper into it. And I think we're all learning that, but that's kind of where we are. We're fine tuning the first, second, and the fourth right now. And that's the last part of the map that we can get together. So we're close. I'd like us to be done today just for our time frame of running out of time, but that's kind of where we are. So if anybody has anything else, that's all I have for today.
I just, this on the 24-hour thing, and I think it's important that we do a 24. It's not, we don't have to, but should we go ahead and set a Thursday meeting and go ahead and set it now that we're going to attempt to take a vote on Thursday? Can we do that? And then if we don't, we can scrap that meeting.
Right? You're right. Is everybody available on Thursday? I've got a 2:30 docket. I'm on Thursday, so I can't do from 2:15 to 3:15. I'm out of pocket. I can be available the whole rest of the day in the morning. Is Thursday morning good for anybody? 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on Thursday morning?
That works for me.
I can do 11 on Thursday.
Okay, that's a motion by Senator Curls that we schedule a meeting for 11 a.m. on Thursday, February 17th. By Zoom, can I get a second to that?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Ayes have it. We're meeting there. I think that's a great idea, Paul, just to get us, make sure we're covering that in our notice. So I think that works out real well. And remember what this committee agreed to do about maps. We decided, actually, under the open records law, we don't have to give a map out to the public before we vote. But what we decided to do is if this committee had a consensus and we thought we had a map that we agreed to, we had a majority of people to pass it, we were going to post that before. So the public had an input to look at it before we voted. If we don't have that, we aren't going to be posting a map every day just for that. We're only going to do ones that we think we're going to get consensus on, so we're not confusing the public on what we're on. The other ones we're working on off and on the side. Does that make sense?
Yes.
just to kind of make sure our policy is known of what this committee has decided to do. That is all I have. Does anybody have anything else? Any unfinished business or any announcements? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so moved.
Moved by Ruth to adjourn, second by Kiki.
I'll second.
Okay. All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? No. The ayes have it. We are in adjournment and we will be meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Talk to you guys offline.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.